at the dogs. Dan knows deeply what it is like to be a wingnut, a faithhead, a fully paid-up nutjob, an all-singing, all-glossolaling religious fruit bat. He can take us, simultaneously laughing and appalled, into that bat-belfry world and even make us sympathise. But he also knows what it is like to stumble upon the unaccustomed pleasure of thinking for oneself, without help from anybody else, right in the teeth of opposition from what was then his entire social world. The socially unacceptable habit of thinking led him directly to realise that his entire life so far had been a time-wasting delusion. All by himself he came to his senses, in a big way. Unusually, he has the verbal skills and the intelligence and the sensitivity to tell us the whole story, step by painful and yet exhilarating step. His account of his early indoctrination into his parents' fundamentalist sect, his unquestioning faith in the literal truth of every word of it, his disturbingly easy facility in saving souls, his successful career as a preacher and musician and composer for Jesus is riveting. Even more fascinating is the process by which the doubts set in and gradually multiplied in that intelligent but naive young mind. Then there is the pathos with which he tells of the interregnum period, when he was already a convinced atheist, but could not